Oh, that's right. How you doing here this afternoon? Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and I have Laura Ackerman. She is the Uptown manager, and I tell you what, she does an excellent job. Right now, you've got a lot on your plate, don't you, Laura?
Oh, just a few things. We've got Santa on Main coming up, Polar Express. We've got a few concerts, and also the Christmas parade.
Just a few things to keep you busy.
Just to keep me busy.
That's right. Well, last weekend, of course, you had the Uptown open house. That was, and I've got to say, the lights are spectacular.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't say enough about them. They look amazing. Great work. That was a team effort, though. That was a whole city effort. It was not just one individual. Public Works was out there. You know, my staff was out there. And even Julie Wilkie, the assistant city manager, was out there as well.
That's so right.
Team effort.
I tell you what, those LED lights do make a difference, don't they?
They definitely do. They look very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
The trees are all, if you haven't been uptown, you got to go uptown. The trees are all wrapped all the way up, and it's just lined, the whole place.
It's gorgeous. It's a winter wonderland for sure.
And good job. So long time pulling everything together. Laura is on it. You've got, how was Open House this last weekend?
I've heard great feedback from Holiday Open House. I went down there, you know, every day myself. We enjoyed, this year we had live music, which we had a gentleman named Stephen Galloway, who is a minister of music, actually, in Abbeville, and he actually played the saxophone. He had one of his friends come down and play the guitar with us, and we enjoyed that musical celebration. We also had great specials and sales, and we kicked off the weekend with the grape stomp.
I saw a lot of people stomping the grapes out there.
Yeah, there were a good many stomping.
And I guess everybody was enjoying. You didn't have many people standing around outside. I will say that.
They were
in the stores.
They were in the stores doing exactly what we wanted. Start your holiday shopping early.
Yeah, so good stuff there. And, of course, there is a lot of things coming up. Now, when is the parade?
The parade is going to be December 7th, and that's going to be at 2:30. It starts at the corner of Seaboard and Main, and it'll make its way all the way down to South Main Street Baptist.
So, and, you know, the parade has been on a growth spurt. How is the parade shaping up for this year?
I think it's shaping up really well. We have a lot of interest, enough to where I extended the deadline from last Wednesday till this Wednesday. So I expect them to be flooding in tomorrow. You know, all those last minute people, I'm one of them. But we'll go ahead and we'll get those strategically placed, and we'll get that information sent out to everybody on Thursday.
Wow. So that's pretty fast putting that all together.
Absolutely. Well, we have to before schools get out. There's a lot of preschools involved. There's a lot of, you know, schools, musical groups that are involved. So we need to get that information out to the students before they go on break.
Sure. So we've got the parade coming up. Now, roughly how many people do you think, how many groups do you think you have so far?
I would say roughly right now we could probably estimate about 60 to 65. I'm thinking that we're going to push the envelope a little more and maybe even increase that to 75.
Wow. That's that takes a while to see all that.
That does take a while. So be sure to bring a lawn chair set up on Main Street and enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah, and we'll see if we're going to be balmy at 70 degrees or freezing at 40, right?
Yeah, I haven't checked the weather yet. I haven't looked at the forecast, but it's definitely chilly out there today. It would be made for a cold one.
Yeah. So what else is going on uptown?
Well, on December 5th and 6th, we have Santa on Main, which is kind of a new event that we are starting this year. We did separate Holiday Open House and Santa on Main. It's kind of odd for Santa to come before Thanksgiving. So this is going to be featured all on Santa. We are going to have, our merchants are going to have great sales and specials also this weekend to help with preparations for your holiday festivities. But we'll have a pajama party and story time with Santa, and that'll be on Friday starting at 6 o'clock.
Is that for adults, Laura?
Well, I wouldn't suggest it. Bring a little one and maybe you can weasel in. But
I was thinking maybe pajamas, talk to Santa. You know, it could work.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a wish list, bring it on. Bring it on. but that is $5 a child. It's at the Art Center at 6 p.m. on Friday. It's pajamas. And please feel free to get your kids into their pajamas. You know, you always wait until the last minute on Christmas Eve and you put those Christmas pajamas on them. So use them a little more this year and put them on them for the pajama party. We do have carriage rides, which everybody looks forward to. And that's going to be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and then 2 to 4 p.m. and also from 6 to 8 p.m.
Wow. That is great. And then what you're going to have on Saturday, what, a story time and craft with Santa?
Yes, the museum is always nice enough to put that on for us. That'll be a story time and craft with Santa, and that'll be Saturday from 1 to 2:30. And then we'll also have photos with Santa on Saturday from 10 to 12 and then 3 to 5. Okay. And those will be in the courtyard. Hopefully the weather won't be too bad, and we'll be able to do those pictures similar to what we did last year.
And then, of course, the tree lighting.
Absolutely. The tree lighting I'm really excited about this year. That'll be Saturday at 7, which will be December the 6th. We're going to bring in the Collie Birds this year. They're going to start a small concert for us starting at 7. The tree lighting will actually be at 7:30, and then they're going to do a few more songs for us afterwards.
Will there be a sing-along, maybe?
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will, too.
I'm sure.
So, gosh, I mean, it sounds like things are really coming together uptown Greenwood.
Absolutely. They are. You know, we're getting more and more events and more involved and more merchants. So we're really excited. We're definitely growing.
You are growing. And, you know, corner right next to Howard's there, that building has been sold.
It has. It's been purchased. There's going to be 3 retail stores on the first floor, and then I believe it's going to be 12 loft type apartment style.
That's pretty awesome.
We're excited to have residential in Uptown.
Yeah.
We already have 2, but I think that continuing to grow will be a great.
And then the farmers market is starting to come together.
It is starting to come together. We're working on some of the parking lots. We're trying to get those completed. That way we're not taking away too much parking from our current uptown merchants. But that I look to be probably the fall of next year before that project's completed.
Well, how was Halloween up there?
Halloween was very...
Because you did it all on that parking lot, the back of what used to be the jurors parking lot, correct?
Right, we did. We did that in our new parking lot. The layout seemed to work perfectly. People seemed to enjoy it. And we always have the Hardee's Monster Eating Burger competition, which so many people enjoyed, or some people just wanted a free dinner. But we also had a great costume contest. So there was some very creative people out there. We love
and
seeing that.
Lots of people turn out for that event, too.
Very much so. We have a great turnout.
And that's hard to make the decisions on who's going to win in the costume contest, too.
It's very challenging. They're, like I said, people are very, very creative.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, what about the Uptown Market? Is it still open, or what is going to happen between now and Christmas?
It is still currently open. Tomorrow, actually, they'll be open, and they'll have some great merchants there. Actually, not merchants, but Grits and Groceries comes. Self Memorial comes with their bus. Definitely.
Parisi Farms comes.
Right. Yeah. Penny from Parisi. She's always there. We love Penny. So it's a great way to come out, get some vegetables, you know, put those away in the freezer for, you know, a cold day. Or you can maybe get something for Thanksgiving.
That's true. And, of course, Grits and Groceries makes up meals, and you can just take them home and heat them up or put them in the microwave.
Oh, and so delicious. So delicious.
Do you ever partake of those, Laura?
Yes.
And they're also yours.
They're also great. Several times I've picked up meals from them, you know, for people that I know that recently had a procedure or, you know, had a baby or something.
Sure. Yeah. So they make things really easy and really nice. Hey, I'm here with the one and only Laura Ackerman, Uptown City Manager, and she's got a lot to tell us. And, you know, we got to get into what's going on up there. I'm going to press her a little bit and see what I can find out. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Laura and I were just checking out what the temperature is. It's a balmy 38 degrees right here in Greenwood. We're supposed to be getting down to 19. That's cold, folks.
That's
really, really cold. Yes, exactly. So one of the things I do want to mention, if you do have any extra blankets, I tell you what, the Humane Society really, really, really could use them. Gracie Gives Back is our Facebook page, and she's been working hard on getting getting blankets for all the dogs out there, linens, any of that type of stuff to help them keep warm, because they are outside on the concrete right out there at the Humane Society Animal Shelter. So please, if you can, you can drop them by here at Sharp Facets. You can also drop them by out there at Star Fort. Star Fort, the golf club, has a place out there. And we're looking at having another drop-off point. So please, take a look at Gracie. Gracie Gives Back on Facebook. She really has enjoyed having her own Facebook page, Laura. She's had over 5,000 views in 1 week.
Wow. I think that's exceeding the
Facebook
Uptown
limit.
Uptown Facebook. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she is pretty amazing. That's Gracie. So Gracie Gives Back. Check out her Facebook page on Facebook. That's part of WCRS. Well, we are here with Laura Ackerman. We are talking about what's going on in Uptown Greenwood. Now, I am curious, Laura, how long, since I'm getting ready to decorate Sharp Facets here, how long did it take to decorate Uptown Greenwood?
We pushed it out, and we did that in about 2.5 weeks. We really needed more time, but our support and our staff, they're really definitely got the momentum going, because we got that pushed out in about 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks. Yeah. That's a lot of decorating.
A lot of manpower.
Now, did you get any new decor items? I mean, I saw the Christmas balls and the Christmas book and the bear. Did we get
a lot of those? Have been used in the years past, but the biggest thing we did, and I'm sure you'll notice it as you ride down Main Street, is the lights that we put in the trees on the outside of Main Street. So you'll notice that. Please enjoy. Tell everybody, ride through Uptown. The lights are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, they are. And I noticed you've added more Christmas balls in some of the trees. I love that look. I think that looks great.
We enjoy that. We actually had several people drive by and tell us that was one of their favorite parts of Uptown's Christmas.
Yeah, so it does look good. Well, gosh, there's good things going on at some of the merchants. Millhouse has started their own craft beer.
Right. We should be hearing from them soon. I think that they're going to be testing some of their brews here shortly, and maybe we'll, here in the near future, we'll be able to test them.
Testing, okay. Yeah, sign up today to be an official tester.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and what about, what about you said we were going to have any idea of a time frame on the right next to Howard's, the textile building there. Any idea of a time frame?
I don't have a time frame, and I'm not sure that the owner does have a time frame. I think that there's a lot going into that. So hopefully there is a lot going on inside the building, even though you can't tell so much from the outside, but there is a lot going on in there. It was a total, gut job renovation, so it's going to be a process.
Okay, and then we've got Howard's is redoing his place.
Right.
Yes, so that's going to be moving forward.
I don't know too many details on that, but I'm sure Howard, he's a hard worker, so I'm sure he'll get that going.
Yeah, so, but I guess my point was there is a lot of building and whatnot renovating going on.
There is. Uptown's definitely growing, and I don't know if you've checked out our Facebook page lately, but we recently made a video, and it's showing how the future's bright in Uptown, how we're continuing to grow, and that was done by David Holloway, who's brother of John Holloway, which everyone knows as well, and he did a fantastic job. He was in a major time crunch, poor thing. I'd call him every day, you got it, but he did a fantastic job. Started on a Monday and had the final draft to me on Thursday.
Wow.
With 25 stores included.
Wow. So, and I guess who's in the video?
Are
you in the video?
I'm actually not in the video.
You're not in
no,
the video.
This is totally focused on our Uptown merchants and how Uptown is continuing to grow by leaps and bounds.
Now, I'll bet that we're starting to see even more interest in Uptown from people outside the area.
We are. I mean, we're trying to make it to a destination, and I think that we're slowly but surely achieving that.
So you have people, and I guess a lot of people are even looking at Uptown with the Art Center and whatnot and John Holloway's studio at having events there.
Absolutely. Another event space that some people you don't think about right off is the Greenwood Community Theater. They can definitely, you can get many people in there. You can use the stage for settings. So definitely another venue to look into.
And the museum.
That's another one.
Yeah, that's right, the museum. Right. And I tell you what, I was pretty impressed to read in Sunday's paper about the railroad book that Stacy Thompson and Bethany Wade wrote about the railroad right here in Greenwood.
Well, I think they've done a fabulous job. I mean, and to the project of the railroad is going smoothly. It's going to definitely take some time, but I think that altogether it's going to be a great asset to Greenwood.
Sure, and be able to put that interest in. You know, when you look at it, the railroads did have so much to do, and they were a major focus. I mean, that's how we ended up being the widest road, right?
Right, you know, exactly. Uptown. It used to run right down the middle of Main Street.
Yep. I think I came here after that, but it still was very, very wide, and there still was part of the, what do you call it, where the trains came in, the train station.
Uh-huh.
Was right there on the right. Now, of course, it's all beautiful grass, and you can see but right in there was all blocked off.
It was. And I've seen some pictures in the past. I want to say 82 is maybe when they changed that and took up the railroads. For some reason, that date stands out. Don't hold me to it, though.
Yeah. Well, Santa's coming on the 5th and the 6th. You've got a lot of stuff going on. Santa on Main. You've got the tree lighting. You've got the holiday sale. Now, what about the 18th, though?
The 18th, that's actually the last day of school for most students, and we are going to have a showing of Elf the movie, and that's going to be at the Greenwood Community Theater, $1 admission. There is going to be limited seating, so please, you know, there's not going to be any call-ahead seating, but it will only be $1, so get there early, and that starts December 18th at 6:30.
Okay, so just one showing.
Just one showing.
All right. So, therefore, you better
make a plan. It's a fabulous movie. So funny. I enjoy that every year. One of my favorites.
Is that one that you sit down and have to watch every... It's not Christmas till you get to watch that one?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm actually holding off. I just got the copy in the mail the other day, and I'm holding off until after Thanksgiving.
I like to watch The Christmas Story. That's an old one. I like The Christmas Story.
That is a great story
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. You'll shoot your eye out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so that's going on in Uptown, and then you've got more stuff coming up, though, with the Polar Express coming up Saturday. What happens there?
Saturday, December 6th, also the weekend of Santa on Main, and Saturday, December 13th. At the museum, they're going to have a Polar Express party, and those are going to be both of them from 5 to 7. The movies will start at 5:30, so if you're running a few minutes late, you'll still have time to see that. But tickets are $10 per person, and there's going to be all kinds of goodies, popcorn, candy, I'm sure, so definitely bring your little one.
Okay. And the museum usually has some good stuff that they do between now and the holidays, too. So I'm sure there'll be other stuff. And how can we forget about Connie Maxwell?
Oh, beautiful arrangement of lights.
Yeah, that's going to be, what, the 4th and the 4th through the 6th. So that's right around the corner. That'll be the same weekend that you're doing the Uptown Santa.
What a great way to kick it off. You know, ride through Connie Maxwell, follow the snowflakes into Uptown and enjoy the lights there, and then come on for the pajama party.
That's right. So that'll be going on. And, of course, at Connie Mac, you'll be able to have hot chocolate, and they have concerts. They have all that good stuff going on. And lines.
Yes, they
and
do
lines.
Have lines.
Yes.
I think they also have a petting zoo. They have some of their animals from the farm.
Yeah.
And my kids always enjoy that.
So it is going to be all lit up. You know, people can travel for miles to go to other places, but why would you, right?
Right. You got it right here, right in your backyard.
Exactly. So that'll be going up with Connie Mack. And, of course, they'll have their nativity scenes, the hay rides, holiday lights. They got all that good stuff going on. And what else is going on? I see there's a Christmas benefit at Greenwood Community Theater. That's going to be on the 11th, I guess. Enjoy the Christmas season. Finest musical talent with two fantastic evenings with organized by Ashby Stokes.
Absolutely. I believe that's also going to be the Collie Birds that evening that are also helping us out with the tree lighting on December the 6th at 7 o'clock.
Wow. You can just every weekend, you might as well just say there's no reason to go out of town. Which brings
I don't want to hear any complaining that there's not anything happening in Uptown Greenwood.
Well, there will be, because there always is complaining. There's nothing to do. But as I always say right here on the radio, if you're not listening to me on the radio and you complain, well, then you have no reason. You should be listening. We talk about it all the time.
That's
lots
right.
of good stuff. Hey, I tell you what, it's time for the news. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about shopping local, which is what you can do right here in Greenwood.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We are with the one and only Laura Ackerman, the gal that did a bucket challenge during the summer months. You know, I was looking for something else to be coming up or coming down the pike. I mean, I don't know, but there should be something coming down. Everybody got on that bucket challenge.
There was. Everybody was on that challenge. Julia and I were both challenged, so we decided to take one for the team and do that together. You know what? That reminds me. I don't think Mr. Howard Corley participated in his challenge.
He didn't participate
in his challenge. This is some mighty cold weather to be doing a challenge in.
Yeah, if you really want to show your stuff and your commitment here, Howard.
There you go. I think I might have to go knock on his door right after this.
Yeah, let's do it this afternoon and just get out there in the fountain, right?
Exactly. Now with the goldfish, too.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, the fountain really is a really nice addition there.
I think so. I think everybody's enjoyed it. You know, whether you're dining over at Howard's or you're just casually walking throughout uptown, I think everybody's enjoyed it.
You know, you were just saying that, you know, uptown, Greenville, 30 years, you know, and everybody would like to see that in Greenwood. You know, what do you have to say to that, Laura?
I can say that we're 10 years in. We recently celebrated our 10 years. And I think that, you know, we've surpassed what we thought we were going to do. And I think it's fabulous. I think we're, you know, on a fast track. But do I think that we're ever going to be Greenville? No, we want to be something a little different than Greenville. And we want to stand out in our own way.
Sure.
And I think we're doing that.
Yeah. Now, what will the farmers market bring to Uptown Greenwood?
Oh, I think it's going to bring a lot. I mean, the splash pad, you know, a lot of more family-friendly environment, and it's definitely going to create the, you know, that environment that you want to spend time with your family. A lot of families don't get that time, but are able to do that. So, not just that, but healthy eating, you know, watching cookings, even events are going to be held at the farmer's market. So,
we're definitely
looking forward to having that uptown.
And then, of course, you've been doing stuff on Oregon for festivals and whatnot.
Right. And we are going to also have Spring Fest next year. We haven't set a date yet, so be looking out for that in late April or in early May.
Late April, early May. That sounds like that's just about time, though, for the Symetra Tour, because that's right around Mother's Day.
That is. We signed 10 years with them, so we're really excited about that. We'll have that again out at Stony Point. And that'll be in May again as well.
That's right. So. And let's see, a little bird told me there's going to be an event in Uptown Greenwood at the theater where we're going to have Legends, regular LPGA. Look at Laura's looking at me. She hadn't heard this one.
I don't know. Are you in the loop and I'm not?
I might be. Hey, but they're going to have a big event at the theater where the Symetra Tour gals and the Legends will be back, plus the LPGA gals will be there, and the Symetra girls
look
will
at you in the know.
I'm telling you, yeah, I'm telling you, isn't that awesome?
Are you trying to take over my job?
No, hell no, I'm not. I got enough of a job right here, but I just thought that was interesting to coordinate with Uptown Greenwood.
Oh, absolutely. We do try to, last year we tried to do that as well and bring some of them in Uptown. We had a Uptown Live concert, so we saw some familiar faces from the PGA tournament, and we hope to do that again this year.
That's right. So watch out for that, and of course, I understand it's going to be even, it's not go bigger or go home. There's another phrase this year, which is even bigger and grander, because they're going to have the stands right out there, right off the water on the 13th hole out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to have music, yes.
Uh-huh. I've heard about that 13th hole.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And while they were here on the radio with me the other day, I helped them out by saying, well, if you're going to have a barge out in the lake and you're going to have all this, are you going to have fireworks, Jim?
And his answer was?
Everybody else went, yes! So there may even
you
be
put that little here. Spark.
Yes, right.
No pun intended, but you right. put that little spark in his brain.
Yeah, that's right. So who knows? There may even be fireworks.
Wonderful
out there.
Family to work with. Yeah. We enjoy them.
Absolutely. Okay, so that'll be coming up in May. But then don't you, when does Live After, no, it's not Live Uptown?
Uptown Live.
Uptown Live. Okay, I got it backwards.
We don't have any definite dates, but we do look to do a spring series and a fall series, just like we did this year. It's kind of difficult to do things in the summertime when people are out of school, out of work, out on vacation, enjoying the nice weather. But we do plan to have four possibly in the spring and four in the falls.
Now, how does this all come about? Since these concerts are free, how do these come about, Laura? Who pays for this? Somebody's got to pay.
I know. Isn't that the truth? Well, of course, it's been budgeted. This is something that we put into our budget, and it comes out of, you know, the city pot.
Yeah, city. Okay. And then, of course, you do always look for sponsors for that, too.
Absolutely. We look for sponsors for these concerts. We'll continue to do that. Davis and Floyd has been a sponsor with us, Carolina Pride, also with Festival of Discovery. So we've had several sponsors that have stuck with us for the past few years. Ballantine has always been with us as well.
So that'll be something to look forward to, too. All right, so we've got this coming up in the spring. When do you take a break, Laura?
I'll get back with you on that.
Get back with me on that, because then before you know it, July will be here and it'll be the Festival of Discovery.
Exactly. So around January, really start gearing up. During Spring Fest, I'm kind of fretful because I've got both, you know, Spring Fest going on and the Festival of Discovery, but it's always fun.
Yeah. So
never a dull moment, I promise you.
Never a dull moment. And what about what are the restaurants up there that are in Uptown to partake in some food?
Oh, well, Uchi'i is our new Uptown restaurant. They serve sushi, Japanese and Korean. So all those people that were complaining about not having any sushi here local, you definitely need to venture out to Uptown Greenwood on Waller Avenue and enjoy great sushi, Japanese and Korean. I haven't tried the Korean yet, but my husband says the Japanese is superb. We do have Buffalo Grill. We have Howard's on Main, T.W. Boone's, Millhouse, Polo's. Who am I leaving off here?
I don't know. It sounds like you might have got them all here.
Yeah, I hope I covered them all.
That's right. So, and there's lots of good variety there. That's the one thing that you can say.
Definitely a variety.
Yeah. So whatever you're doing, make sure you get out there. Go up there. Now, again, the Saturday, December 6th, and then the 7th will be the big weekend for Santa, right? Santa will be there. Santa,
yeah, December 5th, 6th, and 7th.
And then, of course, the parade is on the 7th.
On the 7th, yes.
So the parade will be going on, too, and you still have one day, is that right, to get your name in if you'd like to do a float in the parade?
Absolutely. You can find our information at uptowngreenwood.com. Go under events, click on the Christmas parade, and it'll have all of the information that you need.
Now, what is the theme for this year?
Winter Wonderland.
Winter Wonderland. No wonder she kept bringing up Winter Wonderland, folks. That's why Uptown looks like a winter wonderland.
Exactly. We definitely got the everything fit
to put together.
Right. I do want to mention, though, those photos with Santa on Saturday at 10 a.m. and to 12 p.m., 3 to 5. And then please bring a canned food item when you come to visit Santa to donate to the Greenwood Food Bank. We are giving those pictures out free of charge, but all we ask is that you bring a canned food item for the Greenwood Food Bank.
Well, that's a bargain.
That is a bargain, because you know, well, you can use those pictures for years and years to come. You can also use them for your Christmas cards.
That's right.
So many uses.
So many good uses, and yet I'd bring more than one can. I think they need to bring more than one can, Laura.
They do.
Okay, so bring more than one can if you can. That would be greatly appreciated. You know, this is the time of the year where it is so, so cold. And I tell you what, one of the other things we need to mention, the opening of the Pathway House. With it being this cold, the Pathway House is open, and I think some of the churches are open for those that are less fortunate out there.
Right. Absolutely.
So make sure you keep that in your mind. And right now, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch...
begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss? Or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices. And smooch a bull results.
Oh, that's right. How you doing here today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We were talking about kids and Christmas and what a great time of the year it is for them. I don't know, Laura, did you happen to see the video on TV where a little girl, 3 years old, saw Santa, thought it was Santa. It was just a man with a beard that looked like Santa sitting by himself in a diner.
Yeah.
And she walked over and sat down and had dinner with him because he was all alone.
How sweet.
Yes. And he asked her what she wanted for Christmas, and she said her mom is pregnant, and she said, I want a healthy brother.
Oh, wow. That just got my heart.
Yeah. So, but it was so neat because it was a diner and just left her mom and went over there, started talking to him, and then sat down at the table and had her dinner with Santa.
Hey, that's pretty magical.
Well, that is pretty magical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he told her there were good things coming her way.
Oh.
So now she's running around just happy as a clam here. She had an exclusive meeting with Santa.
But she's telling all her friends.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. Santa Claus and Christmas and everything, I think it's the best part of the year. And, you know, I think Santa does exist out there.
He may exist.
That's right. He may be in the smoke alarms checking us all out all the time.
That's true. That's what my kids think.
That's right. I'm telling you. I hadn't heard that one before, but I think, you know, I'm looking up at the motion detector. I think Santa might be watching me right now.
Those are great Santa cams. They keep your kids acting good. Trust me.
Excellent. All right. So, let's just, what music on Maxwell? They've got, that series will be kicking up after the first of the year now.
It will. January 15th, they're going to kick off with Matrimony. And then April 23rd, I hope I'm saying this correctly, is Stephanie Rimble. And then March 19th, Jamie Lynn Wilson will be there. Music on Maxwell has been a tremendous success. Nick Hyduke's been working with them, and he's done a fabulous job.
Absolutely. So those things will be going on. Now, I guess we don't have anything planned for New Year's in Uptown Greenwood?
No, nothing. We want you to spend time with your family. Stay home, stay safe, and spend time with your family.
Sure. And, well, you know, what do you think? I mean, you grew up here in Greenwood.
I did.
You did. What do you think about the shopping that's available now? Whether it's uptown, on the bypass, at the mall, I mean, hasn't it changed tremendously?
It has definitely changed tremendously. I was, you know, after graduating college, I went off to Columbia, and then shortly after that, I moved to Charleston. I really wasn't looking forward to coming back, but, you know, once my husband graduated and we moved back, it was really a huge change. Uptown has changed dramatically. There was nothing there, you know, prior to me moving off.
Sure. So. I think one of the things that people overlook, they overlook the fact that we do have so many shops here. Mm-hmm. The allure of going to Greenville or Atlanta or wherever. Yeah, you know, I think it's great to go. But I think, you know, we need to look at supporting our local merchants so that we have businesses that continue to thrive and stay right here in Greenwood.
Right. And November 29th is, you know, Shop Local. That's going to be Shop Local Saturday. So, you know, go uptown, go to any other local places that doesn't have to necessarily be uptown and support your community. Shop local.
Right. By shopping local, you keep the dollars. And I don't know how many people come in here, Laura, and want a donation for some event, something going on in our Greenwood area. And, you know, the local merchants, whether it's us or anybody else here in town, they always support what's going on in Greenwood.
Right.
So it is the time to support those that support you.
Right. Give back, guys.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what Gracie said. Gracie gives back. She's giving back. You know, all children need to have a charity of their own, and Gracie has hers. The Humane Society. All right, I just thought I'd bring that up. She's real excited about it. So anything else we need to talk about here today?
All right, well, it's a hot topic, literally, Festival of Discovery, July 9th through 11th in Uptown Greenwood. It's going to be our 15th annual, so just be on the lookout there.
Is this going to be a little bigger? Yeah. A little bit more special?
We're going to, you know, we try to tweak it every year, so I think that there's definitely some surprises in store.
God, it seems like it was just the 10th one. Well, it was just the other day, wasn't it? Yeah, it seems like it. I remember the 10th one well, and now we are moving on to 15.
I know. Isn't that wild?
It is.
It definitely is July 9th, 10th, and 11th, and I'll be in Uptown Greenwood.
And Laura will be very busy.
I will.
Weeks prior to that.
I will.
Well, that's...
Will you help me out? Will you be my secretary for a little bit?
No, I don't think so, Laura. I think I have a little bit of a position here, a little bit of a job doing all these
interviews.
You do
a fabulous job, and thank you so much for allowing our, you know, all of our artists to come and speak with you and kind of get out a little more about what actually happens in Uptown Greenwood during Festival of Discovery.
It's great. It's great, and we love being part of it and doing these things because there's so many artists that come. It really is hard to get to see all of them, so this is a great way to preview them a little bit and then know where you really want to hit and then do those that maybe you didn't think about. Spend some time with them.
That sounds exactly. You hit the nail on the head with that one. It is difficult. The only music I hear is as I'm running up and down the streets trying to take care and get everything under control.
Well, are you going to hit 100 barbecuers this year?
You know, wishful thinking. I'm thinking that we could. We just want to make sure that they are treated the way they're supposed to. We don't want to get over and above what we can actually handle. Those are our customers throughout the weekend, and they are the ones that give back to our community and help us and support our community. So we're looking forward to it. If we can provide enough space and for 100, I think we'll definitely take it on.
All right. Well, let's just go through at least one more time what we got going on. Santa on Main, December 5th and 6th. Tell us about it there, Laura.
All right. Quick spill is Pajama Party and Storytime with Santa on that Friday at 6 p.m. at the Art Center. That's $5 per child. We will have carriage rides on Saturday from 10 to 12, 2 to 4, and 6 to 8. Also, we're going to have photos with Santa, and don't forget to bring your canned food item to donate to the Greenwood Food Bank. And then we're going to also, those photos will actually be from 10 to 12, 3 to 5 at the Art Center Courtyard. If it is, the weather's bad, we will move that inside. Storytime and Craft with Santa will be Saturday from 1 to 2:30 at the museum. And then we will have our Christmas tree lighting with the Collie Birds beginning at 7 that evening on Saturday the 6th. Also, we will have a holiday sale taking place at the Art Museum. At the Art Center with local artists and handmade items, and that will be from 11 to 4. So while you're getting your picture with Santa or while you're waiting in line, sneak on over to the Art Center inside and purchase some items, maybe some great gifts for Christmas.
And when you're getting your picture taken, you need to bring at least one canned food item for the food bank.
That's right. Save the date, though, on December 18th at 6:30 for a showing of Elf the movie at the Greenwood Community Theater. That is only $1 admission, and there is limited seating, so be sure to get there. You know, maybe 6 o'clock would be your best bet because a dollar movie doesn't come along too often.
That's right. That's right. And I think there's only about 300 seats there. So, it'll be packed and there'll be a lot of energy going on right there.
There will be. But visit us at UptownGreenwood.com for more information. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We also always have something going on. So definitely check us out on both Facebook, Twitter, and our Uptown website.
That's right. And the Christmas parade, they still have till tomorrow to get
it. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock is the deadline. Bring your applications to the Art Center, which is located right beside the Greenwood Community Theater in Uptown.
That's right. And we're expecting a ton since you've been on the radio with us today, Laura.
Oh, goodness. No, come on, bring it. We can get everybody in there.
Bring it on, right?
Bring it on.
There you go. All right. So the parade is then, and then the Polar Express is also going on, right?
Absolutely. The Polar Express is Saturday, December 6th, which is also the weekend of Santa on Main, and Saturday, December 13th. And those both of those days will be at the museum, which is 106 Main Street from 5 to 7. Tickets are only $10 per person. And there's also limited seating for those, but the party includes popcorn, goodies, and a showing of the film The Polar Express.
All right. And don't forget that weekend, the 4th, 5th, and 6th, it's Connie Maxwell Christmas.
Yes. So definitely follow the snowflakes up from Connie Maxwell into Uptown and enjoy the lights as well.
Now, what about snow? What would you say if we had some snow in here, Laura? You got the snowflakes. You had some snow in there. That would be pretty awesome. Who would believe that we would have snow on November 1st?
You I would never have believed you if I didn't see it myself.
That's right. Yeah. So it was beautiful.
It was. It was the perfect kind of snow. It's there in the morning and gone in the afternoon.
That's right. So who knows? With all this cold weather, we may get some snow. But Connie Maxwell Christmas is going on that 4th, 5th, and 6th. So put that on your calendar. And, of course, so much more. And, Laura, we sure appreciate you coming out here today to talk to us.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Laura. Hey, you know what? You have been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Make sure you do check out Gracie's Facebook page, Gracie Gives Back. I tell you what, she wants to collect more blankets. We're a drop-off point here at Sharp Facets. Plus, we're giving 10% of everything that we sell between now and December 15th, 10% to the Humane Society. So come on by and see us and get your Christmas right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.